जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तेरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज का चरते श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की पवन मंगल हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेत भक्त वृंद की निताई गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగనా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖానుతాంశ్చ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభైవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమావం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినే ఇతి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశత. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది శ్రీ గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. నారాయణం నమస్కృతం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదజయ ముదిరే. ముఖం కరోతి బాచలం పంగులం హయతి గిరిం జత్కృపా తమహం వందే పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీగురు దినతరిణం శ్రీ చైతన్యేశ్వరం నమః. విష్ణుపదాకృష్ణ ఏ ఆవాజ్ కర్తా స్లో కర్తా. So today we will hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 7, Chapter 1, Text 16. We will read also the 14 and 15, and Text 16 has purport. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. శ్రీ యుధిష్ఠిర ఉవాచ, అహోతి అద్భుతం హి ఏతత్, అహోతి అద్భుతం హి ఏతత్, దుర్లభైకాంతినాం అపి వాసుదేవే పరే తత్వే ప్రాప్తిశ్చైదస్య విద్దిశః. శ్రీయుధిష్ఠిర ఉవాచ, అహోతి అద్భుతం హి ఏతత్, దుర్లభైకాంతినామపి వాసుదేవే పరే తత్వే ప్రాప్తిశ్చైదస్య విద్విషః. శ్రీ యుధిష్ఠిర ఉవాచ, అహోతి అద్భుతం హి ఏతత్, దుర్లభైకాంతినామపి వాసుదేవే పరే తత్వే ప్రాప్తిశ్చైదస్య విద్విషః. Thank you. Okay. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Let me read the previous two verses first. Drishtva mahadbhutam raja rajasuye mahakrato vasudeve bhagavate sajujyam chedibhujah tatrasinam surarisim raja pando sutakrato prapatsa bismita mana muninang sunnatang idam. O king, at the rajasuya sacrifice, Maharaj Yudhishthir, the son of Maharaj Pandu, personally saw Shishupal merge into the body of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, struck with wonder, he inquired about the reason for this from the great sage Narada, who was seated there. While he inquired, all the sages present also heard him ask this question. The question was, Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired, "It is very wonderful that the demon Shishupal merged into the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though extremely envious. This Sajujya Mukti is impossible to attain even for great transcendentalists. How then did the enemy of the Lord attain it?" Purport. There are two classes of transcendentalists, the jnanis and the bhaktas. The bhaktas do not aspire to merge into the existence of the Lord, but the jnanis do. Shishupal, however, was neither jnani nor a bhakta, yet simply by envy of the Lord, he attained an exalted position by merging into the Lord's body. Certainly, this was astonishing, and therefore Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired about the cause for the Lord's mysterious mercy to Shishupal. So, what this discussion is going on in this chapter, 7th canto, chapter 1, is a preface, a prelude to the subject matter which will be described in this canto. The 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is almost the whole 7th canto is dedicated to the appearance of Narasimha Bhagavan, Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu. So this is very specific canto, for which canto is dealing only on one subject. Whole 7th canto deals on one subject about Prahlad Maharaj. So, on which context Srila Sukadeva Goswami has to quote this pastimes of the Lord? What was the purpose? So what was the inquiry of Parikshit Maharaj? What he wanted to know, for which reason Sukadeva Goswami has to describe all these pastimes of appearance of Narasimha Bhagavan and killing the demon Hiranyakashipu? So this is the preface to that. So what has happened? Toward the end of 6th canto, when Sukadeva Goswami was describing, he has described in the course of his discussion that how Lord Vishnu has killed the demons and he has favored the demigods, and Mother Diti is very much lamenting. So in course of his talking, he's saying, Mother Diti is saying that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead has become partial. So he is favoring to demigods, Adityas, the children of Aditi, not to my children. Diti's children are Daitya, demons. Aditi children are demigods, Adityas. So, when Sukadeva Goswami was describing, he quoted the statement of Diti, saying that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is partial. So when, towards the end of 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, he heard this statement from Sukadeva Goswami, quoting Mother Diti, so one question arose within him. Then immediately he asked, how is it possible that Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can be partial? He is beyond modes of material nature. He has everything. He has nothing to receive from anybody. So why he has to have friend and enemy? I have heard that Supreme Personality of Godhead is impartial. Samaham sarvabhutesu name dosastina priya. So now I see from the statement of Mother Diti that Lord is partial, favoring to demigods. So Srila Sukadeva Goswami, he has to clarify this doubt of Parikshit Maharaj. Of course, Parikshit Maharaj, he knows this very well, that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not partial to anybody. He cannot be partial to anybody because he is beyond modes of material nature. Then why these things happen? He just wants to be more confirmed, hearing from Sukadeva Goswami. And this is a very important question being asked by Parikshit Maharaj. So through Sukadeva Goswami, this question has to be answered and this doubt has to be clarified for the understanding of people in general also, that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is impartial. When we see that he is favoring, always favoring to demigods, in this way the demons are defeated. So Sukadeva Goswami, he first gives very nice philosophical answer to this question of Parikshit Maharaj, that it is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he makes difference to different living entities. Rather, the living entities, they make difference to draw the attention of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the influence of modes of material nature. So we should also understand, it is not like the always demigods they become victorious, not necessarily. Sometimes demons they become victorious also. As we have seen in Purana describes how Hiranyakashipu was so powerful, how Ravan was so powerful. When Ravan was ruling, that time it has been stated in some Puran that how demigods were engaged in serving Ravana. Ravana was engaging Indra. I haven't read in Purana. I hope Indra will not take offense of me telling these things. But Ravana engaged Indra for cutting his grass. And Brihaspati was doing tuition to his children. And the Sanischar, the Satan, the most dangerous personality that everybody is scared of, Ravan put this personality as footmat. When he sits on Singhasan, he put his feet on him. So in this way, sometimes the demons also become victorious, powerful. Sometimes demigods become victorious, powerful. So what makes them to be become victorious? What role the Supreme Personality of Godhead plays making them victorious? Is Supreme Personality of Godhead responsible for this? To make demigods victorious or demons victorious? Thus Sukadev Goswami explaining, you see, the mode of material nature cannot act independently. They can act only when prompted by Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of kala. Kala makes them activated. Otherwise, modes of material nature, they are inert. So they cannot work on their own. So Lord makes them to act. So demigods, they become victorious. When demigods becomes victorious, prosperous, so when the influence of mode of goodness is more on this Brahmanda, on this universe, but the influence of mode of goodness, that makes demigods to become prosperous. The rishis and demigods, they become very prosperous. When the mode of goodness is more prominent in this Brahmanda. That's why we see sometimes things go so nicely, even for management also things go very nicely, very good relationship, very prosperous. The same way Muni Rishis, very peacefully they are living, yajna going on, demigods ruling everything nicely. They become very prosperous. Why? Because that time the influence of mode of goodness is more prominent in this universe. So that makes them victorious or prosperous. The same time, when the time passes, the Mahakala Chakra moves, then sometimes it happens also, the influence of mode of passion becomes very prominent. When influence of mode of passion becomes very prominent on this universe, that time does not matter how powerful Muni, Rishis and demigods are, they will be defeated. They will be put down. And that happens. And demons, they become very prosperous, they become very powerful, they become very victorious. So what makes them victorious? What makes them prosperous and powerful? It is mode of passion. When the mode of passion, influence of mode of passion in this universe is more powerful, that makes demons victorious, prosperous. Same way, when by the movement of Kala Chakra, the influence of mode of ignorance becomes very powerful or very prominent, and that makes Yaksha Rakshas prosperous. So that demigods, demons and Yaksha Rakshasas, demigods and rishis, they flourish when mode of goodness is more prominent. Demons flourish, becomes victorious when influence of mode of passion is very prominent. Yaksha, Rakshas, they flourish, become victorious when influence of mode of ignorance is very prominent. So somebody becoming defeated or victorious, it is not that Supreme Personality of Godhead makes them victorious or defeated. If they become defeated or victorious, prosperous, because of the influence of particular modes of material nature. Of course, God is ultimately related in the sense like a referee. He is just giving the result, but he is not part of this game or responsible for somebody's victory or defeat. So whenever modes of particular modes of material nature becoming more prominent, that group of living entities, they become very prosperous. So in this, Sukadeva Goswami explained to Parikshit Maharaj that don't think that demigods becoming victorious so that because of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is helping him. It is not like that. It all happens by the influence of modes of material nature. Then question will arise. Srila Vishwanath Chakrabartipad puts this question forward that okay, we accept the Lord Vishnu is equal to everybody through the modes of material nature. He is helping rishis and demigods to become victorious, prosperous. Through the modes of material nature, He is helping demons to become prosperous. Through modes of material nature of ignorance, He is helping yaksha, rakshasas to become prosperous. That we understand. That indirectly, He is helping. So, okay, now we can understand He is not partial, He is impartial. His impartiality is established. But what about we see when there is fighting between demons and demigods? Through modes of material nature, He is acting equally with everybody, no problem. But when there is fighting going on between demigods and demons, always everybody can see in which side Lord is standing. On which side? Demon side? Huh? Demigod side? Never we have seen as fighting going on between demigods and demons, and Lord has taken the side of demons and fighting with the demigods. Anytime have you seen like that? Have you heard like that? Never you have heard like that. So okay, even if we accept through modes of material nature, He is equal to everybody, but by His personal presence, He is showing that He is not equal to everybody. That means He is favoring to demigods. That shows He is favoring to demigods. Because everybody can see when there is fighting going on between demons and demigods, Lord Vishnu is standing on demigod's side and personally fighting on their behalf. Against the demons. Never there is any record that Supreme Personality of Godhead, when there is a battle between demons and demigods, He stands on demons' side and fight with demigods. So that means He is partial. That proves He is partial. If He is impartial, then why sometimes, why when fighting going on, demigods they become victorious, everybody can see, Vishnu is standing on their side and fighting externally also. But when demons, they become victorious, prosperous, but never we see Vishnu is standing in their side or acting on their behalf. Externally we never see. So that proves Vishnu is partial. He is not impartial. Then Vishwanatha Chakrabartipad saying, no. Actually, Vishnu is acting on behalf of demigods, demons and rakshasas through modes of material nature. But when He is acting for demigods, we can see Him. When acting for demons and rakshasas, we cannot see Him. Why we cannot see Him? When Lord is acting on behalf of, fighting on behalf of to demigods to make them prosperous or victorious, we can see Lord. But same Lord, who is also acting through modes of material nature to make demons and rakshasas prosperous, we cannot see Him. Why? The reason is that mode of goodness is compared to fire, and mode of passion is compared to wood. A mode of passion is compared to smoke.
and mode of ignorance is compared to wood. So three things are there: wood, smoke, and a fire. So wood is mode of ignorance, smoke is mode of passion, and fire is mode of goodness. So Vishwanatha Goswami was saying, so because the Lord helping the Rakshasas through mode of ignorance, mode of ignorance is like compared to wood. In a dark room, if you just keep a piece of wood, can you see anything? That's by keeping a piece of wood. Piece of wood will not show, is not no prakasakam. It will not show you anything. Piece of wood is there. So that is mode of ignorance. So that is the reason when Lord helps to Rakshasas, Jaksha Rakshasas, so we cannot see. Because they are in mode of ignorance, which is compared to wood. Wood cannot light anything, cannot show you anything. The same way, if there is a room, dark room, then there is smoke coming from the wood. Can you see anything? Smoke cannot show you anything. So when Lord is helping through mode of passion to the demons, so because there is compared to smoke, so by smoke you cannot see anything. But when mode of goodness is compared to light, fire. So if dark room is fire, then you can see. So that is the reason why you can see Lord standing on behalf of demigods, because demigods are in mode of goodness. When demigods are helped by Supreme Personality of Godhead, so mode of goodness is prakasak, is illuminating, manifesting. So that is the reason the Lord's presence can be perceived, can be seen, when He is helping demigods to make them prosperous or victorious. Even if it happens due to the prominent influence of mode of goodness, still God is visible. God is visible because of mode of goodness. And God is not visible making the demons and rakshasas prosperous, victorious, because they are in mode of ignorance and passion. So in this example, simple example, Vishwanatha Chakravarti explaining that is the reason why Lord is not partial, He is impartial. All He is doing, like sun giving, Prabhupada giving example of sun. Sun gives light to everybody. But people can see sun according to their own ability, their good condition of eyes, or good condition of weather. Sun is very bright, effulgent. Sun has no partiality. If somebody is not able to see because of eye defect, sun, we can't hold him responsible for that. Sun giving sun rays equally. If somebody is covered by cloud, the sun is not responsible for that. In the same way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not responsible for this victory or defeat of these demigods, Rakshasa, Jaksha, or demons. So when Sukadeva Goswami, philosophically, he is trying to prove this subject matter to Parikshit Maharaj, then he is given example also. The example he is giving, that how Rajasuya Yajna was taking place. So Krishna has arranged Rajasuya Yajna, and the Rajasuya Yajna, because Shishupal was offending Krishna, so at one point Krishna killed Shishupal by Sudarshan Chakra. And in front of everybody could see their spirit soul merged into Krishna's body. And here it has been stated, Yudhishthira Maharaj asking this question to Narad Muni. Narad Muni was there. Drishtva Maha Adhutam Raja. Raja means King Yudhishthira Maharaj. He saw Maha Adhutam. This is wonderful. Rajasuya Maha Krato. That Maha Yajna, Rajasuya Yajna, Maha Adhut, this wonderful things he saw. What was the wonderful thing? Vasudeva Bhagavati Sadhujam Chedivu Bhujaha. Chedi King, Shishupal, Vasudeva Bhagavati. Sadhujya, he received Sadhujya Mukti. As you know, there are five kinds of liberation. Sajujya, Salakya, Samipya, Sarsti, Sarupya. Sajujya Mukti means to merge. So there are two kinds of Sajujya Mukti. One is Brahma Sajujya, another is Ishwara Sajujya. Brahma Sajujya means those that do not accept the personal aspect of the Param Brahma, they merge into Brahma Jyoti. Arya Kuchana Parangpatang Tataha. With his severe austerities, they merge into Brahma Jyoti. So that is known as Brahma Sajujya. And Ishwara Sajujya means those that accept the personal aspect of Param Brahma, but they want to merge into his body. That is Ishwara Sajujya. So both the sajujya is called a liberation, mukti, Brahma sajujya and Ishwara sajujya. Both sajujya, mukti, they get some sort of ananda also. In Brahma sajujya, they get a brahmananda. And what is their ananda? Their ananda is just absence of sufferings. That is called brahmananda. There is no extra ananda. But there is no presence of any nirananda or dukkha or suffering. So that is called brahmananda. Then those they get Ishwara sajujya, they merge into the body of Supreme Personality of Godhead. This kind of merging into body of Supreme Personality of Godhead is different. Then the living entities, they merge into the body of Mahavishnu, at the time of final annihilation or prakritic pralaya. When prakritic pralaya takes place, that time also all living entities merge into body of Mahavishnu, but they enter into body of Mahavishnu along with their previous karma. They have not become free from their karmic reactions. They enter into body of Mahavishnu with their previous karma. So that when next time creation takes place, then they come out of Mahavishnu and accept a suitable body according to their karma. There is one kind of merging into Vishnu. But this kind of sajujya mukti or Ishwara sajujya, so they merge into body of Vishnu and they enjoy there through the senses of Vishnu. They also derive some pleasure through the senses of Vishnu, not up to the extent that Vishnu enjoy, not like that, but they enjoy to some extent through the senses of Vishnu. So that is called Ishwara Sajujya. So these achievements are not so ordinary. That's why it has been stated, Jainara Vindaksha Vimukta Manisnas Toya Ashtadabhava Abhisadda Buddha Arya Kruchana Parangpadang Tataha. This kind of achievement is almost achieving the absolute platform. Uti tibra kuchra sadhana. They manage to reach there, but then they fall down from there also. But even if they fall down, to manage to reach there is not an ordinary achievement. So here, Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking that how this person got this kind of sajujya mukti. Tatrasinam surarisim raja pandu suta krato. In that fire sacrifice place, tatra asinam surarisi. Surarisi means devarsi narada asinam. He is sitting there. So raja pandu suta, pandu putra, Yudhishthira. He asked Prapatsa, Vismita Manaha. Being very surprised, Prapatsa means he asked. And when he asked this question, Muninang Sunnotang Idam, the other Muni rishis, they also heard this question, which was asked by Yudhishthira Maharaj to Narad Muni. So this question he asked, how is it possible that Shishupal in front of everybody merged into body of Krishna? And this is called Sajujya Mukti, and which is very difficult to achieve. And this person I have seen from his childhood, since he was not able to speak properly, when he was speaking some broken language, since then he is blaspheming, criticizing, rebuking, using bad words for Krishna. And he is supposed to go to hell. Like Bena, King Bena, because of his bad behavior, atheistic nature, he was punished by saintly personalities. And this fellow, from his childhood, he has been talking bad about Krishna. But he was not sent to hell. He did not suffer from white leprosy on his tongue. Rather, he was awarded. So now, Sukadeva Goswami wanted to tell this to Parikshit Maharaj, to tell him that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead also favors to the demons like Shishupal. Shishupal was such a demoniac person, but he was favored by Krishna, so which all surprised Yudhishthira Maharaj. Such an inimical person, but he got Sajujya Mukti. So in Devarsi Narada, explaining this reason to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that time he is saying that how some or other, does not matter in inimical way, with love, with fear, anyway you just be connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Anandang Brahma, Anandamaya Vyasat, one will be benefited. At one point Narada Muni also saying that these demons are more Krishna conscious than devotees. Demons, they really, very seriously they think about Vishnu. A Hiranyakashipu, day and night, where is Vishnu, where is Vishnu? Any of us were searching for Vishnu like that? The way Hiranyakashipu was worried, looking for Vishnu? Kansa, he was very Krishna conscious. Swayane, sapane, jagarane, only thinking about Krishna. Nothing else he can think. One day he is climbing on the staircase. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. As soon as he put his step on 8th step, immediately remembers Krishna. Oh, 8th son of Devaki will kill me. Just like Brajagopika, they see cloud, they see calves, peacock, remember Krishna. And the demon is like that also. Reminds Krishna, always think. Narada Muni is saying, they are more Krishna conscious than devotee like me. Of course, Prabhupada is saying that cannot be. How these demons can be better Krishna conscious than Narada Muni? But Narada Muni, being humble, he is saying that demons are more Krishna conscious. They are more intensely thinking. The matter is what they are thinking, enemically or friendly, that is a different topic. But how intensely they are thinking, that is important. How intensely they are thinking. Doesn't matter, even if demons are thinking enemically, but Krishna does not take it enemically. Krishna is, oh, he is thinking about me. Of course, demons and demigods both will not get the same result. According to their consciousness, they will get the result. Reciprocation. Anukulyana Krishna Anusulanam Pratikula Vivarjita. We should not serve, think Krishna in Pratikul Bhav. But point here, Narada Muni trying to make, is even if somebody thinks in Pratikul Bhav, if by dint of that they become purified to achieve the liberation, and what to speak of if somebody very sincerely, seriously, devotionally, He is meditating, thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here one example is given. As one insects see the honey bee or something like that inside the nest, by get very scared. And by looking at him, he takes form of that insect also. That example is given in Srimad Bhagavatam also. In the same way, somebody meditates upon the Param Brahma, irrespective of fear or envy or love or whatever it may be. So he develops the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the... Then when he is telling like this, in due course of time, Narad Muni will explain to Yudhishthira Maharaj about the Shishupal. Who is the Shishupal? Shishupal and Dantavakra. In their previous life, Shishupal and Dantavakra, they were Ravan and Kumbhakarna. And prior to that, they were Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And prior to that, there is Jayabijaya. So then he will continue talking. Then this is where the subject matter starts. To explain about Narasimha Bhagavan's appearance in Jayabijaya in Vaikuntha. A few days after we will have Narasimha appearance day. So Jayabijaya in Vaikuntha. So one day, Lakshmi Devi was messaging the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And Lakshmi Devi asked a question to Vishnu, "Oh my Lord, your lotus feet, your body is so soft. How soft could be Krishna's, Vishnu's body? Can you give a comparison? How soft as? Rose petals, lotus, as soft as? Butter, as soft as? Anything else to compare? Kusum, okay, lotus flower, as soft as cotton. Some are red. Something as soft as foam of milk foam, milk foam. So when the devotees, they compare to Vishnu, "Oh, you look so beautiful, your face is like this, your body is so soft." But actually, with the best thing they can see, they compare to Vishnu. And Madhurya Kandava in Vishwanatha Chakravarti describing, when the devotee go and really see Vishnu, then he put his head down, feels so shy, and he says, "Oh my Lord, who is so much proud, as glorifying you by telling, 'Oh, you are so beautiful, like moon, you are so soft, like petals.' But after seeing you, you are so beautiful, I feel so embarrassed. What a big mistake I have done." Like comparing you like this. So Lakshmi Devi was messaging that lotus feet, and she asked Vishnu that, "I have heard you fight with these demons, but their bodies are like iron, and your body is so soft. So how you fight with them?" And Lord Vishnu smiled. "Oh, you want to see how I fight? Okay, one day I will show you how I fight." So that is the day will happen when Narasimha Devi will appear. It's so ferocious. He will become so angry. Nobody can cool down him. They will tell Indra, "You please go pacify the Lord." Indra will say, No. "He's so bright, effulgent. If I can't look at him, my eyes will get burned." Then they will say, "Oh, Brahmaji, you please go pacify the Lord." Then Brahma will run away, say, "No, he's like a fire, all my beard will get burned, I can't go close to him." Then they will say, "Oh, Mother Lakshmi, you please go pacify." Then she will say, "No, I have never seen Lord like this, I can't go close to him." She wanted to see how you fight. Now Narasimha Devi showed how he fights, so nobody could dare to go. Finally, one of his great devotees came out, daring to pacify. No, who was that? No. Prior to Prahlad Maharaj, Narasimha Bhagavan has another dear devotee also. He is goddess. Now why all the karmi people, smarta people, they worship goddess Vighna Vinashak? Why you know? Because he is great devotee of Narasimha Bhagavan. So he is empowered to be Vighna Vinashak for the karmi, smarta people. And goddess said, I will pacify my devotee. One Purana I read this. So goddess is approaching Narasimha Bhagavan, so angry. Very angry. He is breathing like a big storm. Hot air coming from his nose. Nobody can go close to him. Everybody is scared. And Ganesh, big Ganesh, you know. So riding on his rat, he was approaching Narasimha Bhagavan and came close. So Narasimha Bhagavan was breathing so heavily. At one point, the Ganesh fell down from top of the rat, his Bahan. Then all the demigods started to laugh. And Narasimha Bhagavan also smiled at that time to see this. Then everybody thinks, ah, now Narasimha Bhagavan has cooled down. But he has not cooled down. Finally, Prahlad was sent. Narasimha put on his lap and he embraced him, smelling his head. And Prahlad must touch Narasimha Bhagavan's heart. Wow, so cooling. He felt very cooling. So these are the reasons given. When Lord comes, with many reasons he comes. One reason to satisfy Lakshmi Devi's desire. Another reason also, Jaya Vijaya sitting there and they are gossiping. Whole day sitting, what they will do? And what they are gossiping? They are gossiping, oh, my Lord is enjoyer of everything. But one thing he is not enjoying. What is not enjoying? The enjoyment of wrestling. In Vaikuntha, who can wrestle with Vishnu? Nobody can dare, no? In Vaikuntha, all you can do is a handshake, that's all. Beyond that you cannot do. Handshake with Vishnu you can do. Nobody can dare to put their hand around the shoulder of Vishnu. Nobody can do that. What to speak of wrestling with Vishnu. So Jaya Vijaya feeling very sad. My Lord, our Lord is enjoyer of everything, but lacking one enjoyment, one sense gratification. What is that? No malla juddha, no wrestling. So that gossiping. So what to do? Who can wrestle? Only we two can wrestle with him. But how can we wrestle with him? We are his servant. We can wrestle. So only unless you become inimical, the wrestling will not be enjoyable. So they are thinking like this. And immediately Antarjami Vishnu understands. Oh, my devotee, they want to please me by wrestling with me. Okay, tathastu. Your desire will be fulfilled. So Lakshmi's desire will be fulfilled. Jayabija's desire will be fulfilled. Chatushkumar's desire will be fulfilled. So anything Lord is doing, many people's desire is fulfilled at one stroke. That is what happens. So in this context, and then Narad Muni will describe the whole pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and Narasimha Bhagavan. So in this way, this is the prelude or preface of descriptions of Narasimha Bhagavan's appearance to prove this, how Lord is favorable to everybody. He is impartial to everybody. So this pastime was cited by Narad Muni to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Jaya Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Mitai Gaura Pramanande, Hari Hari. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Thank you very much for a wonderful class. I have only two comments. One was that you gave sample, the wood, smoke and fire. So that you said about the appearance, that how we can see the Lord in mood of goodness. But other part of this is equality. Fire is there in wood, in a smoke, as well as manifested form. But just in mood of ignorance and passion, it not manifested. But in mood of goodness, it is manifested. Other thing was two mukti, Brahma Sajujya and Ishwar Sajujya. Sisupal Dantavakra, Sisupal got this Ishwar Sajujya. There they stay temporarily.
Temporarily.
Both places are temporarily, but Brahma Sajujya they fall down here. They come again back with their karma. Whereas Ishwar Sajujya, they go to their destination. So this is why the last phase of three birth, and from here they got real liberation. Therefore Krishna is called Mukunda. He liberated them to go back home, back to Godhead. The Ishvara Sajjaya means only temporarily they are there, and then they go to their destination.
Yes. But some Gaudiya people, they say they appear as Jagai Madhai. So in one person they went to Rajai Vijay, then Mahaprabhu will come, get better benefit, they appear Jai Vijay, then they went. But special blessings. Yes, that is true. Good blessings. And one nice interesting thing about this Brahma Sajjaya, when Srila Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was telling that Brahma Sajjaya people, if somebody go to heavenly planet, they will fall down. From Brahma Sajjaya also you fall down. The difference is from heaven you fall down, you take birth again as living entity. But heaven is like two-story building, you fall down, one-story building, you fall down, you break your leg or hand. But 20-story building, you fall down, Hare Krishna. So Maharaj is telling, the Brahma Jyoti fall down is like that. From Swarga they will fall down, they will take birth again as some living entity. But when you fall down from Brahma Jyoti, they will fall down, they become stone. I don't know where Maharaj got it from, but they will become stone. But not ordinary stone, not marble stone, not granite stone, they will become diamond stone. Why they become diamond? Because those people, they want to merge with Brahma Jyoti, they want to become effulgent like Bhagavan. So you can't become effulgent like me, I'll make you some effulgent, you become a diamond. Some effulgent. So some effulgence you will get. So that means to get liberation is more dangerous. No, when you come down, then you become completely senseless. But you become diamond, so that you can go become diamond ring with rich people and whatnot. So like that. Somewhere Maharaj got it, I don't know. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'll make a comment on this one small. That when this Shishupal was born, he was born from the mother of Shishupal was the sister of Vasudeva, auntie. He was the auntie's son. And when he was born, he was born abnormal. He had 400 form and one eye in between here. Three eyes. So there were, then the mother wanted to throw out the child, but then there was Akashvani, please don't throw. And then later on, then when Lord went to visit auntie's house and see the child, before it was announced that this person who will see, the eye will go up, that person will be enemy of this child. Then this auntie was very much disturbed and beg from Krishna, if he make offense, please forgive him 100 times. And she thought maybe 5-10 times will make offense, later on will not make. But it was predestined, that's why the Shishupal made offense more than 100 times. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Now getting late for your prasadam. I don't want to do more commit offense, delaying your prasadam time. Hare Bol.